Hey everybody, it's Joanna. So happy to be here with all of you. Sorry I'm a few minutes late. Life in the times of having both of your kids home from school and managing everything. But I am here. I am locked in my bedroom. John is taking care of the kids. And I'm so happy to be with you guys for the next hour and a half. I've been thinking so much about all of you. A couple of you I got to connect with yesterday. It was so good to be with you. And so happy to be with everybody here. So we have a Q&A call today, and we'll get to the Q&A in a little bit. But before we do, I just want to take a couple of moments to create some space and to just really acknowledge and honor wherever you're at right now with the crisis and the chaos in the world. If you are feeling fear right now, know that you're not alone. If you are feeling anxiety or stress right now, know that you're not alone. If you're feeling like, oh my God, how do I balance everything? You're not alone. If you are feeling isolated, you're not alone. Or if you're feeling great about everything, you're not alone in that too, right? There's such a different range of responses to everything that's been happening. There are a couple of things I did want to share with all of you about all of it. Some of you heard this yesterday, but I think it's still valuable to hear it again. What I am really seeing what's happening here is that the pandemic is amplifying whatever our fears or anxieties or limiting beliefs were before the pandemic. Now, that doesn't mean that what's going on is real. Of course it is. But I point this out to create some awareness for you, you know, that whatever the fear is, whatever the anxiety is, it's likely, you know, for 9 times out of 10 for you, it's probably not new. It's just amplified right now, and it's related to some long-standing patterns. Again, that doesn't mean, like, you know, what's happening right now obviously is very serious, and of course it's going to bring up fear and anxiety for some of us. So I'm not making small of it at all, but I think it's useful to just make that connection for you, right? So, you know, for example, if the biggest fear that's happening for you right now is fear about the health of loved ones, chances are that was something that was on the surface or below the surface even before all of this started. If your biggest fear right now is about what's going to happen with my business financially, how am I going to find clients, chances are that was there before this. If your biggest fear right now is, oh my gosh, you know, I feel really alone and isolated, chances are that was there beforehand, and we can use the kind of dramatic amplification of what's going on right now to kind of lean in and do some even deeper work around the fears, right? So when things are more calm and more balanced, we have all our tools with us, and we're like, oh, I see that fear. Let me befriend it. You know, like, let me do the work, right? But when things are chaotic, it's actually the first thing to go is the inner work. And so I just want to remind you that you have tools. You have tools from Sacred Depths that you can be using at this time. And so whatever the fear is, befriend it, connect with it, write a letter to it. Leverage this for your evolution and so that you can just feel more comfortable and maybe a little bit more at ease and at peace as you move through your day. The other piece that I wanted to mention is that maybe not for everyone, but I think for most people, all of the, you know, all that's going on around the pandemic is asking us to kind of be flexible right now, right? So, you know, it depends on your situation what that flexibility means. But, you know, I'll just give you like an example for me. You know, be flexible and restructure, right? So a couple things on my end just to share with you guys and to give you some examples. I'm changing a lot of my business plans. So I'm rescheduling retreats. I've shifted up my marketing, and shifting up my marketing for the spring actually means shifting up my marketing for between now and the end of the year, because it's all of my things are kind of interdependent and codependent on each other. But next month I was about to launch into the depths, you know, the ritual and facilitation training. But that's a training that's all in person. It's three retreats. Even though those retreats don't start until October, I just intuitively sense, right, that now is not the right time to be offering something that's all in person, you know. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so I'm shifting up all of that. Another way that, you know, I'm being flexible right now is having the kids home and homeschooling and you're trying to find that new balance and what it looks like to show up for my business and to show up for my kids. I happened to have a nightmare last night that my 5-year-old was never going to learn to read. I'm now in charge of teaching her how to do that. But there's a lot of flexibility, that is taking place. And so I want you to take a moment right now and just jot down for yourself, where are you being called to be more flexible or to restructure? There are some places that would really benefit you, your business, for you to be more flexible in this moment and possibly restructure or rebalance, you know, however you want to look at it. And then next question, what belief is required for you right now in order to boldly and in an empowered and wise way make those shifts or those restructures? And then one more piece with all of this. Take a moment, just put your pen down, turn away from your computer if you're in front of it right now. Just pause whatever you're doing. Take a moment and close your eyes. Really just come into sacred space. Connect in with your body. connect in with your breath. You can even place a hand on your heart, connect in with your heart. Connect in with the opportunity of community that's available right now in this moment where people desire connection more than ever. Connect in with higher wisdom, whatever that is for you. Your higher wisdom, spirits, higher wisdom, earth wisdom. And from that place, ask the higher wisdom, what is most important for you to know and remember as you, as we move through this moment in history? What is for right now, what's most important for you to remember in these times? And placing a hand on your heart if it's not there already. Connecting in a little bit more deeply to your heart and activating even more the power of your heart and the power of your love. Loving yourself. Really loving yourself. Loving your business. Feeling the love for those that you love, your loved ones, really heart connecting. And for the world. And together we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. You can open your eyes. Okay. So I'm going to open up the floor for Q&A. I really want to give invitation to bring forward whatever you need and want to bring forward today. If it's about something that came up through just this beginning of the call that you want to speak and be heard in, anything you want to share around where you're at, please bring that forward. Obviously, questions about your client work and your business, or, you know, any of that as well, of course. But I really want to invite our space today, as always, but even more so, to be for whatever it is that you need. Okay. Start to involve.
Hi, Joanna. I can't believe Yael is 5.
I know. She's almost 6. She's going to be 6 next month.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So my main question is, so I've been feeling, I just got back like 10 days ago and my family was here. My computer just didn't work. So I'm getting like anxious so there's a couple of things. One is that it's like my general feeling that I'm behind. So it's like, and I feel like, yes, but I really want to show up as a leader. But I feel like I don't really have a community to do that with. And then it's also like, I feel like I should be like, you know, offering things, but they take me like so long to pull together. And so I feel like I'm behind with that. And then I also feel, you know, for me, like things aren't, I mean, obviously things are super different, but like I work from home, like by myself anyway, but suddenly it's like people are offering like this meeting and that meeting and like all of these things. So, right, I could fill my schedule with all these kind of like, okay, like here's a 5-day thing, you know, like that you participated in. Do you get my point? And like, someone's like, okay, like how, here's like, you know, an FB Live about this. So, so it's like, I want to send a newsletter. I haven't even written an email to my clients. So I feel like I'm just like super behind with that. And part of it is that, right, like I'm focusing on like 3D support, to people. You know, and like my physical community, and then also trying to like get better myself. I think you have a sense of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And so first, I just want to really honor that like you were away, you were so sick while you were away. It wasn't the vacation that you had planned for, plus life events, you know, like all the things. So, of course, you're behind. I mean, I just want to, like, share I'm very behind, too. And I know it's, like, oh, it's so easy for Joanna to say she's up, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I just want to normalize it for you and for you to just have compassion for yourself around it. Number one, because it's important, but number two, you'll get more stuff done if you're good to yourself through this. From there, what's the top, and we'll look beyond the top priority, but first let me ask this, what's the top priority? Like of all the things that you're behind on or that want to get done, what's the top priority? What do you sense right now?
I really want to write an email to my clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one popped for me too when you said it. Yeah, I'd say clients first and then community. Does that feel right in terms of priority?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a contract job, like getting started on it.
Okay. Okay, so we have like first three priorities, letter or email to clients, email to community, contract job. And if there was one more thing after that, what would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, even before the contract job is, like, some more regular, just more of a, not more of a schedule, but I have to, like, figure out how to get more movement in, like, I'm just, especially when it's, like, rainy and cold.
Yeah.
So I can sleep better.
Exercise is so important right now. Yeah, and for immune system and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's add one more. I don't want to, like, overwhelm you, but let's just add one more that's about income creation.
Well, so that, like, that's another thing in terms of, you know, like, the capitalizing on the pandemic and I could do, like, a free offering.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that I wasn't planning to do, but just, you know, and so it's like, is it too late to do that next week? I mean, I won't be able to do it before next week anyway.
Yeah. So I'll just give you my thoughts on all of the like capitalizing, not capitalizing. And this does not mean, this is for you and everybody listening. And this, by the way, doesn't mean that it is like the truth with a capital T. It's just how I'm proceeding based on how I'm feeling. I feel like this week and next week are, like, I'm not offering anything this week or next week. If I were to offer anything, it would be in such a soft, like, a very soft way, as a by the way, or a PS or whatever it is, it feels like people are still trying. There's so much chaos right now. They're still trying to find their footing with their new way of life and managing the fear and all of that. And then, of course, I'm going to sense in and check in and track and see how things feel towards the end of next week. But my plan is after that to proceed and to market, obviously with sensitivity. But the truth is that we need to be selling right now, not just for our own sakes, but when we... we as online entrepreneurs, when we make money, then we can contribute to the economy, and that has a global impact. So I want to pay my team members, I want to pay my software companies that I use, I want to, buy things, whatever it is. And so, so that's how I really I'm seeing it. I am going to offer something free this week, and I sat with it a lot because I didn't want it to be opportunistic and I didn't want it to be just capitalizing on what's what. And I really came to, what is it, how can I really be of service in a way that's truly of service in this moment? And so I'm going to offer something totally free that is so rich in content that I actually feel like people can use right now.
Totally. So I was just thinking about a free offering next week,
mm-hmm.
right? I just feel like that's one of the things that I feel like behind with. And then in terms of, even in my newsletter, do I still do a call? Do I still invite people to this one-off session?
Yeah, I think you absolutely can, so long as it's soft. It's not like a main – and again, my truth is not truth with a capital T. So anybody listening to this that you are marketing right now, you know if it's aligned or not. But Inval, I think for where you're at, send the newsletter and you can mention that this is available, and
right.
use wording that's just truly from your heart wanting to be of service right now.
Totally. Okay, right on. Thank you.
Okay, so where are we going to put that in the priority list? Because I want you to just lightly blueprint out all the priorities that we named.
So the free offering, I have to get started on this contract job because that's also more direct, or more timely
mm-hmm.
income.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be number five, and that'll be, for next week. And if I want to end up, maybe this will, in my own way, help me get my shit together and just, do a couple, two or three, online circles, if they go well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And what I wanted to also, I'm glad you're mentioning that. I wanted to mention that for you and everybody here because everybody in this circle is a leader. Just holding a virtual circle doesn't even matter how many people show up, but just to bring people together right now, you have to prepare a lot of curriculum, none of that, but to hold space for people to be expressed and seen and heard and be with each other and all of that is deeply of service and in leadership right now. I'm not saying everybody should do it, but if you're feeling called to it, it's such an excellent way to do that right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay,
great.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Tara.
Hi, Joanna. I have a few things, so I'll try to be succinct. The first one, I didn't even realize that I would be nice to talk about. The visualization and everything helped. I'm realizing just how empathic I am. And I have had intuitives tell me that I tend to almost in my body process stuff for my clients. And I don't want to do that. I'm aware,
mm-hmm.
Energy, I'm a Reiki master. I have energy tool, but I don't feel, I feel like right now I have this, one, I feel low energy and I have been fighting off a cold and I feel that sense again. And I'm like, oh God, no, seriously. But, and I'm doing all the immune boosting things one could do. But I also have this really weird like crick in my like neck that almost feels like stress related, and almost like that it's not even my stress. Because like I said, I have so many clients in the Bay Area who are freaking out, and I feel freaked out on their
I'm going to pause you there. I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, because I want to address this for you and for anyone else that is supporting clients or other people or whatever it is. Now more than ever, because we are holding so much, it is so important if you're working with clients or whatever the context is, either after each client or at the end of the day, to do a cleansing and a clearing and an intentional putting down of what's not yours. And I know you
really
have
good
practices around that, Tara, already, but I know sometimes it's easy to lose
I'm
that.
Not really doing it.
I know.
So
especially because of what, you know about yourself, I know this about you too. And for anyone that's listening and recognize it, but really all of us right now, we are holding so much. And our practices are more important than ever. And one of them really is, like, yes, we are going to be holding with our clients their, you know, energy, their fears, their all of that. But then, you know, how are we putting it down? Now, some of us can do that, like, when we're actually in session in the ways that we process. And other of us, the ways that we process, we're going to do that after each client or at the end of the day or both.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's helpful.
Good.
And then, okay, so starting with a client in May, I don't know, I feel like I need to maybe follow up with her because she's one who's been really triggered. I've been working with her for a year. She's made really good progress in her income and her business and her boundaries and all that, but she is freaked. She's an acupuncturist. And she is part of that, I don't know, there's a technical term for it, but, you know, the group of people who can see clients right now because in the Bay Area, they've been asked for 3 weeks to not leave their house. But regardless, people aren't really leaving their house.
Yep.
So she's been.
So she can see
really
people, but people aren't coming.
Yeah, exactly. And she's been really having an ambivalent relationship with marketing, feeling like people might be judging her for seeing people, for, you know, all this kind of, you know, she's like pissed. She's like, well, this person has a family who has a paycheck. My husband and I are entrepreneurs, so fuck that. I'm marketing. You know, like that kind of energy. Anyhow, I after our call the other day, maybe I should, because she was sending out an email and she was going to emphasize, which I thought was a great idea, this immune boosting webinar because people might not want to come in her office, but she has, you know, obviously tips on that and was going to integrate Qigong. It sounded really cool. But then she was like doing the whole email filled with all like with other things that she could do, but it felt a little over the top. Like, here are four other things I can do. It just felt overwhelming. So I was like, you might want to just focus on the, I left her an audio saying you might just want to focus on the free offering right now. That might change, you know, next week, but, I'm wondering if right now that might be the thing because it might be a little overwhelming. Because the last email she sent out that did say like three different things, she didn't get a response to, and it was a good email. I think it's just people are totally overwhelmed.
Well, people are over at capacity right now.
Yeah, so I'm like worried now that maybe she's pissed off at me and feeling like I'm not totally supporting her with her business, which my intention is certainly to do that. I also have fears because she pays me monthly. I'm like, is she going to even be able to maintain the monthly payments with, you know, in her words, clients dropping like flies. Just there's a lot of fear stuff in the field, and I want her to feel supported. And I don't feel like there's a roadmap right now on how to proceed because I've never dealt with the pandemic and the impact that it seems to be having psychologically. I mean, most of my clients are crying in sessions right now. Mm-hmm. They're freaked.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like you're bringing up a couple of pieces. What specifically?
Yeah. And I don't know how to respond to her. I hope she's not pissed off after my last year. Who knows even if she listened to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you feeling like she might be pissed? Just because she didn't respond?
Because she sent out the email she wanted to send out anyway.
Oh, I see. I didn't get that. She sent it out anyway.
I mean, it could have been before or after, or yeah. She might have not even listened to the audio. You know, she's in such overwhelm, so it's hard to even know that. But, you know, I should probably check in with her at any rate.
That's what I was going to say. I would check in. I wouldn't, it doesn't feel like you have enough evidence to be like, are you upset? Did I do, you know, I don't think it's there. I think it's just like, I'm thinking so much about you. I wanted to check in. I want you to know that I'm here. I'm happy to discuss, you know, and help you sort through any more of your ideas. You know, please let me know how you're doing and how I can help.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm good with her. The last thing is a client who I've mentioned with you, who I think, you know, she's really looking at, her goal is to get 3 new clients. This was a goal she set before, you know, everything went kind of crazy. Although she seems to be doing just fine with it, actually. So she is not a client who's overly freaked out. She's like, this is a spiritual gift, blah, blah, blah. But she's looking at ways to get 3 new clients. And some of the things she has going on is, it's interesting to me, she has like an activation going on, and it seems like she's not really heavily promoting it. And I even said, like, how about you share it, you know, in the Women on Purpose Facebook page so we can all promote it. And she's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, it's interesting to me. I'm like, wow, really? Because it's so much work to create, you know, a challenge, in other words.
Yeah.
So I think that there could be some kind of offering at the end of the challenge for the people who are activated and wanting support. Another thing that she's mentioned that I'd want your feedback on is, like, she has this goal, she said, of wanting to have a year-long mastermind. And she's like, I see it. She's very spiritual. She's like, I feel like $997, it might seem low, but that's the right rate for it for a year. And that does seem kind of low to me. And she's like, I want 25 people in it. I guess, like, I don't want to put my own filters on it too, but, like, I've been in a lot of masterminds. I think it's hard, like, beyond 12 people, just because masterminds are about so much about intimacy and people having a chance to, like, brainstorm. I mean, I think it could be a group program of some kind and have 25 people for sure. But I also feel like if she's having such a difficult time bringing in one-on-one clients, you know, and she is wanting to do this group thing, and I have talked with her about that, and she's just, like, one of these people who's just, I receive spiritual downloads and I follow them. Mm-hmm. I don't just see what the business trends are. It has to be 100% aligned with me. So that's it. That's the context. I'm curious about your thoughts.
So first I would connect in with her to make sure that there isn't resistance to being visible for the challenge that she's doing right now. If there's resistance, I don't have to explain why, but it just sounds like there's something going on. And it may just be the times, right, and all of that. But I think it's very worthwhile seeing, you know, if there are any blocks there or any resistance.
What's a good way to say that to her?
I think just being honest in a loving way, saying, like, I really want this challenge to, you know, meet all of your expectations and be amazing. You're incredible. You're going to be sharing such incredible things in it. And what I have observed, and you can let me know if this is true or not, because you know better than me, is that you're not all out being visible about it and reaching out about it in a way that would indicate that you're super excited for a lot of people to see it. You know, does that land? And, you know, if so, let's take a look.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would start with that to just see if there's anything going on there.
Yeah.
And then in my experience, you know, if someone has a spiritual or some kind of download about something, it is their truth with a capital T. If that doesn't necessarily align with what I've seen just in my business experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, like, I would just be totally transparent and say, like, I totally trust and honor what's coming through for you. This is what I've seen in my experience. But that's not, you know, your truth is your truth, and I honor that. But I am wondering if we could, you know, if that lands for you, if there's anything that we could tweak here. So, for example, if you're really seeing the number is 997, and you explain why that might be better as a group program than as a mastermind, right? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. ask if she would be willing to first give her full presence to bringing on those three private clients before mm-hmm. moving on to the next offer. So work mm-hmm. with the spiritual download.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that feels good. And you just remind me of one more thing that I find that can be a little bit challenging. Oh, my God. Hopefully it didn't go away. Oh, yeah. It's that she loves now doing these, like, intuitive sessions that she's been doing. And they're one-off sessions. And I have definitely explained that I feel like with one-off sessions need to be more. Like, that I don't usually recommend it. I usually recommend being part of a package, and that once you do them, to have them be at a, you know, at a higher rate. But mm-hmm. she's like, oh, in the intuitive session world, it's like around $200. I mean, that is kind of true, but I think if she's wanting to sell $5,000 packages, it's pretty hard for someone
to sell. Can she use the one-off to then uh-huh. sell someone into a package if it's aligned for them? I would work with
yeah,
them from there, you know.
Yeah. Do you think people will jump from a 200 intuitive session? Because a session isn't the same as an enrollment conversation, too. You know what I mean?
Well, it would have to be probably a little longer than what she's
yeah.
offering right now so that she can have the enrollment part.
Yeah.
And yeah, a longer conversation than what we have for now, because a lot of people have their
yeah.
hands raised.
But yeah,
we can
yeah,
talk more
true.
About it. The thing with an intuitive session is a lot of people feel totally sated and full after one, because they're just like
yeah.
being given okay. information, right? So if she could
yeah.
use some coaching in there and then some of the enrollment pieces, it would be helpful.
Got it. Thank you so much, Joanna.
Yeah, you're very welcome. All right. Dana.
Hey, Joanna. Can you hear me okay?
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like trying to streamline. There's stuff that came up through the other two that I'm like, oh, that resonated. So I guess I'll start by saying what I'd like to receive from this, because I know it's not, you know, we all have a short amount of time here. So I am pre everything. I was in the middle of a launch and I'm supposed to be starting a group program next week. And speaking of flexibility, so much has shifted since
yeah.
all of this unfolded. So I just feel like I need to reground into like what's going on, like
mm-hmm.
what are my priorities? So like when
yeah.
Imbal was sharing, I was like, okay, yeah, I feel like I need a little bit of like, what are my priorities now? And what needs to shift, what I need to lean into. And mixed with all this is a lot of like my fears and doubts coming up. So like I can manage those, but I'm trying to separate like truth from story and all that. So yeah. So and then as far as like my program, I don't remember if you knew my intention with it, but my intention for it essentially was a group program. It was a $1,200 or three payments of $400 or $999 paid in full. And I was hoping to get like, I mean, originally like 6 to 15, but then I landed on like 6 feels good, because at the end of the day, I just want to make a little bit of income in my business. So like 6,000 felt good for, it's a 3 month. And then also, oh, and the confidence piece. Like I feel like in my business right now, or my, where I'm at, is very much stepping into my power as a confident leader and sort of owning my messaging, or I think thought leadership is what you call it, owning my thought leadership and having an offering that I feel really, really good about, that I can just like put on repeat, that I know gets people results. So I wanted to really like kind of test that out, this 3 month thing. So that's where I was at. So now basically I have, two people. One person was enrolled at half the price because I offered that to like my intimate moon group, not with the one-on-one piece, but just the group part. So I have one person enrolled at basically $200 a month for $600 and another one enrolled at the $400 a month for the 3 months. A third person enrolled, which has asked for a refund, which I kind of want to ask about that, but not in this moment because I'm more concerned with my, so that's where I'm at. And we're supposed to start next week. And I kind of dropped off the face for the last week. I just stepped away and needed the time for myself to process. And I haven't stepped back in yet. And now I'm like, how do I step back into like getting more clients? Do I change the program? Like what do I do? So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So first of all, of course you needed to take some time to yourself over the last week. And I'm so glad that you did. Second of all, well, we'll get to the refund person in a sec, but Dana, like after a week of marketing, you brought three people into the program. We won't count this last week since you dropped off. That's amazing. Like, can you see that, how that's progress, especially at the rates that you're bringing the people in?
Yes.
Is that like a real yeah or like a, I'm going to
Yeah. No, it definitely, I celebrated them and I was so excited before all this happened. And now I'm like, womp, womp. But yes. Like,
right. So I hear the womp, I hear the disappointment and the womp, womp. Like, yeah, yes, I get that. But what I don't want to fall through the cracks here, Dana, is that you broke a seal. You did something that you've never done before all of the pandemic stuff started happening, which is that you sold three spots in about a week or 10 days, whatever it is, at, as far as I know from your business, prices that are kind of higher than what you're usually selling at.
Yeah. The one person that like paid the full price, that felt really, really good for me. The other two that were half off, I definitely like was like, I can't do that anymore.
But that's good too.
And now, yeah.
But Dana, so, that's good too, right? Yeah, like to recognize that.
I was feeling good.
Okay. So, so let's yay what we can yay, you know, which is significant.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for like, oh my God, what can we yay here? Here's a tiny little thing. Like it's actually big. And if you did it,
if you did it,
then you can do more of it. The seal is broken. Now it's just repetitive, something to repeat. In terms of getting
100%
back in,
okay,
good. In terms of getting back in, you just make the decision to get back in. That's it.
So I think what's coming up for me now, though, is the, like, I've gone back into scarcity, I guess. With now I'm starting to question the, cause I've already had my scarcity and money stuff and my edge was like selling a 3 month, like this is my edge. I realize like I've invested way more and stuff like that. But so selling a 3 month at 1200, but what happened now is I am totally back in like, and it felt good to me to be like, whoa, I sold a 3 month for $600 and that doesn't feel good. Like I can't do that anymore. And I was happy that I was in that space. And now with everything going on, I've completely gone back to like, oh my God, like I can't reach out and sell a $1,200 program. Like it's not in integrity and people can't afford it. And then the girl asked for a refund and I already said yes. I was like, whatever, just yes. Cause I was feeling overwhelmed. But so now I'm back in that space and I kind of am like, believing it. So my question was actually like, do I keep moving forward with this $1,200 3 month program or do I create, like, do I offer it at a lesser amount and just try to get more people into it so I can get the group like at a larger number? Cause I don't really want to do it for two people. I will, but so it's funny. I don't know if that's like a money block or if that's aligned.
Well,
like,
okay.
That's
so let's see. I don't know either. Let's see.
Okay.
So take a moment, close your eyes. Feel into your body.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where in your body are you feeling the fear of scarcity?
My throat and my chest.
Okay, so connect in to the to your throat and your chest, to the fear of scarcity. really connect into the fear. Don't be scared of it. Don't run away from it. Just be with it.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel in your throat and in your chest?
Just contracted. Like I want to like cough and drink water.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Connect with the contraction. Connect with the contraction of that fear of scarcity. What does it look like in your
And even
throat?
Like speaking my truth. Like
yeah.
It feels like hard to stand in my power and speak my truth.
Yeah, yeah, yes. What does it look like in your throat, the fear and the contraction? If it had a shape or an object or a color?
I guess just like darkness, dark, like stickiness.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Like black stickiness.
Okay, good. So I want you to connect with that dark stickiness, that black stickiness. Just really connect with it. Just be with it. Honor it for its presence, knowing that it's always been there in one way or another to serve you, to support you, even if it hasn't shown up in the best of ways or made the impact, right? That it, the best impact, but just really honor it. And Dana, I want you to ask it right now, like tell it that you need to make a really important decision and ask it to not get in the way of the decision that's wanting to be made by now. Ask it if it's willing to just quiet down for a moment so that you can make a decision and just see if it's willing to do that.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Just so thank it for that. Thank you, right? And then from there, feel into your body and feel where your wisdom, you're holding your wisdom and your truth today. Where in your body are you holding your wisdom and your truth today?
I think in my, like, solar plexus, my belly.
Ah, good, good. So you can even put a hand on your solar plexus or your belly if you want. I want you to just really breathe into your solar plexus and your belly where your wisdom and your truth are living. Really connect in. And what does that look like inside of you, in your solar plexus, in your belly, your wisdom, your truth?
It feels like a spaciousness, like kind of a, like white, I see, but like spacious.
Yeah. I just got chills.
Or like bright,
that.
Like light.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. Connect in with that. Can you really feel that? I feel like I can feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. And so I want you to ask that spaciousness, that lightness in your solar plexus and in your belly, what the aligned pathway is here. How does it want you to move forward?
So when it comes from like an energetic space of like what feels expansive,
mm-hmm.
I kept thinking of like 10 people at $600. So like making it half the price, but more people. And in a way that felt good because I want the numbers so that I can get the feedback.
I'm going to pause you. Wait,
Dana,
I'm going to pause you. You're going into your mind and your thoughts. Go back into your solar plexus. It may be the same answer. I don't know, but I just hear that you're not in the space. Go back to the space.
Got it. That's what came up when I was in the solar plexus.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, I was seeing 10
uh-huh.
women in circles
okay.
at $600.
Okay.
Like, that's
okay,
what came up for me.
Okay, good.
And that felt good. But then
okay, good. So stay with that now. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so stay with that. Be with your solar plexus and the spaciousness. And ask it what else it wants you to know.
Yeah, so I guess what came up was more the taking the money out was a circle of women. That's what came up. Like two women felt sparse and like a group of women holding each other felt good. So that I think is what's in the spacious, that space, like a solid group of women. So this idea of like wanting to call in a solid group of women and hold space and container for them is what is feeling good.
Beautiful. Okay, so what I would say then, tell me if this sounds right, bring it to the 600. For the person that has already invested the 1200, let her know. So but is she getting privates for the 1200 or anything like that?
So the 1200 was two one-on-one sessions, but it's a three-month group, so weekly group and then just two one-on-one.
Okay. So I would keep that the same, like have two levels, right? So keep the 1200 for people that want the sessions. And then for people that just want the group, make it 600.
Okay.
And I would go back to the woman who's asking for a refund. You already told her you'd give it. So, but let her know like you're happy to give it, but you just wanted to like check in and see if, you know that she so wanted XYZ, whatever her vision was, and would she be open to hopping on the phone and seeing if there are any solutions that you guys could co-create together? And maybe she'll want to step into the 600, or maybe if you get on the phone, she was
already at the 600. She's already at the 600.
If you feel called, I would see if she, is open to talking it through. Never know.
I'm just worried about holding. She already sent me like pages of texts.
Okay. Then maybe not.
That. So that's why I was like, I'll just give you your money back.
I want to make sure I get to other people, but if you want more support on that, just let me know. We can come back to that. Okay.
I feel good about her. The only place that I would feel I need more support, which I'll share in the group, but you can tell me if there's like a question I can think about to like ponder, is just now moving forward with the marketing. Like I am contracting with like enrolling and talking about that. So, the best way to move forward with, if I wanted to, cause my program is supposed to start next week.
Okay, Dana, I would start it the week after or the week after that.
Okay.
The people that are already signed up, I think they'll understand just with everything going on. And I think that will give you some more time and space.
And then just call people into enrollment conversations?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The way you were before.
Okay. Thank you. And if I post in Facebook group, can we talk through something there?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Melissa.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes. Okay, give me a minute. I was listening intently. I've been having also like pinched nerve headaches. So, all right. So getting back onto the way you began talking about where we're at, I feel like spirit has prepared me for this moment. I'm not in the chaos. My chaos was 2 years ago, was like the past 2-3 years. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that everything that I'm knowing about the coaching that I'll be offering is for talking with people who are in difficult situations where, because I know from my experience that it's difficult for others to be in the space of someone having difficulty, and that sometimes the answer that we need, and this is becoming more obvious now, like this is going to be how it goes, that our answers are inside, because usually people get nervous and they want to give advice and it just isn't helpful. Or do you know what I mean? So it's the idea of being with someone and going into their sacred depths for whatever it is that they're that they're dealing with. And so, what was it, a couple weeks ago, but this feels like it's been a whole year. It's only been like 2 weeks, right? I asked you, because we've had other things happening, and, mm-hmm. you know, so anyway, like getting started, it just, and so this, I just wanted to expand a little bit on this idea of being opportunistic about, I'm still trying to figure out how I would even describe what it is that I offer. And even though, like, there's going to be more people at this point who, like, the rug has been pulled out from under them, things just aren't the same in them anymore. And it's the idea of, you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of swimming in that right now. And I didn't know what kind of conversation we could possibly have. I don't know if that's even a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is it? So I hear everything that you're saying, and what I'm wondering and what I'm wanting to know is what would you like to receive around this?
Yeah, that's what I was going to what would I like to receive? Okay, I'm on my path forward. The door is opening into me as a coach. It's just some focus on proceeding from here in that business section. You were saying, like, I had an amazing spiritual download this morning, but it's not like, how do I balance that, bringing it into reality, into a business container of coming forward as a business, as a coach? Does that even make sense?
Say it one more time.
The idea of my spiritual knowings,
mm-hmm.
my expanded knowings, I'm looking for help with bringing it into form in reality, of stepping out as a coach, offering my skills and services of what I know about being in the depths.
Yeah.
And finding your way, finding your own personal way, because that's how it's going to go now.
Yes. How would it feel to write a manifesto about finding your way?
Okay.
It can be long, it can be short, doesn't matter. But let's start to get all of this rich wisdom and experience articulated a little bit more. So almost like a manifesto for those that are ready to find their own way.
Oh, that sounds nice.
By writing this, and I'm happy to take a look at it once you do, and please share it, so you can get feedback from others, you'll start to have like a working document that you can use in a lot of different ways. So one, you can just send it out, right, or post it.
Right.
Another is you can then break it into, like, each thought, each idea, and write a post or an article on that as you're ready, not all at once.
Right.
Or you can use the ideas in it to start to formulate an outreach letter to people who might want this kind of work. Or you could do a Facebook Live about, right? There's lots of different ways that you can then use it. How does that feel?
That sounds good. That sounds good. And then there's the action of, finding clients, and I know the parts that you have posted in the member section, all that logistical, but I'm talking about I don't know, that dance that's required to outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clients.
So it's step by step, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I won't go through all the steps because you guys all have this in the trainings, but make a list of first just people you know who might be a fit. Reach out to them or, you know, to people that may have referrals. And you actually have a rich network, Lissa, through Priestess Path and all of that, right? So use the network. And then from there, I mean, right now, you know, like local public gatherings, not so much happening, but, you know, keying into where there are some online communities where you can be seen, or maybe somebody that you know through your network can host you, interview you, or, you know, you can share some of that wisdom. I don't want to get into, like, all the internet marketing until, you know, if ever, until later, because I think there is a different grassroots ways right now.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yes, yeah, I think writing a manifesto is going to be helpful for me to get my own self grounded in what it is that I'm offering, and that will help ease my way.
Yeah. I am hoping it will be fun and inspiring for you to write also.
Yes. Good. Yeah. In the midst of all the people locked down.
Yeah. Exactly.
I had to sit out in the backyard today.
I know.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
That.
Okay, good. All right. Adina.
Hi, Joanna. Thanks for taking me. Hi. And for all the support, and I really appreciate especially the whole discussion around just offering versus opportunism and all of that. It's something that I really, really appreciate you bringing into the conversation, so thank you. And yeah, I've really just been sitting with that very much, and really just sitting with how I'm being called to show up right now. And it's complicated by, so, you know, a big part of my time had been teaching, and I really realize now how much of my time I'd really been letting get taken up by teaching. And also I'd started to do one-on-one energy work, and that was really diverting from a lot of the work that I've been wanting to do on my business. And we talked about finally getting a newsletter started by just about, we talked about right after Equinox, and, you know, so now, and that's something I have been doing more writing, but not the sort of nuts and bolts of getting that list assembled and all of that. And the prioritization now, obviously the teaching is off the table unless I choose to prioritize more mobilizing to do online classes. And I've been really sitting with that. But the other piece of the equation that is sort of extraordinary is that my husband's business is he makes fire cider, which is an immunity booster, and the demand for it in the past, you know, 10 days
multiplied by 500 times.
Literally, we cannot keep up with the demand. And he was just about to move into a new facility up here for, you know, all of productions, operations, and everything at April 1st. That came with a whole sort of workforce, you know, component and everything. And first of all, not until April 1st, and probably who knows when that's going to happen now. So this is happening out of our house. And every free moment, I'm helping him package boxes and get them out the door. And it has been utter insanity. We literally this weekend, I was like, okay, we're breaking down the guest room, and this is going to be you're quarantined in here. The business is quarantined in this room because it had taken up, you know, the entire downstairs.
Yeah.
So it's this sort of moment where there's this immense opportunity for his business, for this really to be a turning point and to show up to support him with that. But I'm just really struggling with the balance of how much to give to that. But really what I think I most would like to focus on is this question of showing up online. And as I've really been sitting with that, and what really came through was that I feel like this is really a moment for me to really look at the space that I give teaching yoga asana in my schedule and in my energetic field, and that I've known for a long time that that's not my that's not my primary calling. So I really got clarity that I don't feel like I want to put my asana classes online. You know, I just don't feel, I don't feel comfortable. And I really was sitting with, is it sort of fear of exposure and visibility, or is it really that that's not aligned? And I really spent, you know, several days, you know, earlier this week and over the weekend, like really sitting with that. And I think that it's both, but I feel like given that it's both, I feel permission to lean into the fear of visibility on that front. But I do feel called to show up more in this space of offering meditation. And I also feel really, what came through really strongly is just really showing up fully for the clients that I'm working out with now, which is five. So, you know, it's
Yay!
Small, but I started with a new one last week. And what they all have in common, all but maybe one, is a real issue with structure, which preceded all of this. Like they were already struggling with structure, and they were already struggling with creating a daily, or, you know, regular meditation practice. And so what I just started doing this past couple of days is, just doing a half hour morning meditation on Zoom with them, and that feels really, it feels like something that I really want to keep small, like really just keep it to my clients and, you know, a couple of close friends who are part of my, you know, community, my Sangha, from before possibly, but just really like keep it really small, and maybe that'll create the seed later of a group program, but I just want to really, like, really nurture that community. We had two this morning, and it was just, like, so sweet to have them kind of virtually meet each other, and so that was really nice. But I had a workshop scheduled for this weekend at one of the studios that I teach at, and it's something that it's like the third month that I've done a regular sort of something around the new moon, and I'm sitting with how to show up for that, and also sort of transfer. I have a regular, you know, a couple of other regular classes that, you know, regular strong attendance, and sort of how to shift those to a format that I do feel comfortable with. Again, like more of just this sort of sitting meditation, and just sort of how to show up online in those ways to keep the little bit of momentum that I had in those, in the teaching field, and kind of transfer it now in a way that feels really aligned.
Yeah. So I love that you're thinking to transfer it online, and I think that absolutely makes so much sense, and I'm just so glad that you're doing it. Before I just like spew off a million hundreds of different things, but you know, what are the ways where you feel like you can't? Because I can see how the meditations, obviously you're already doing them, so that's an easy transfer over. Like, where are you needing? What are the specific places where you're like, I'm not sure how this would transfer online?
Well, I mean, really, I think it's two things. There's the technical aspect, right? And there's the technical aspect, and there's both the technical aspect and just sort of the comfort level of leading a class, you know, that's more movement-based, because it's very different if you're just sitting, you know, sitting, leading meditation. I can have my headphones in, and, you know, it's sort of, it's easy. But the workshop, for example, is one that is anchored in Kundalini yoga, and generally, you know, what I've been doing is doing a whole Kriya, and then, you know, all movement, and then there's meditation, and then there's other aspects of more, you know, work that's more in the sphere, you know, of coaching, kind of
Yeah, so a combo of all those.
Yeah,
things.
A little bit journaling. Yeah, and so it's really that, you know, again, I'm sort of trying to delineate, is it fear of sort of navigating the technical aspects and mm-hmm. of kind of showing up, I don't know, there feels like the visibility of being visible sort of like, you know, in the sort of the bigger, a bigger view. Do you know what I'm saying? Rather than just mm-hmm. kind of sitting and, mm-hmm. and leading meditation where even if
yeah.
I have the video on, it's really just my face. It's a very different aspect of visibility that, that I'm just sort of really investigating my discomfort with and
yeah.
where.
Yeah, I mean,
it
I'm curious, like,
again,
what is the specific fear around that or belief around that?
I don't know, because I have no problem showing up as a, you know, as a teacher to, like, big, you know, sometimes small, sometimes big groups of people, and I have no problem with that. But somehow the video format, like, without having the room filled with other bodies feels scary in a way that I can't quite, you know,
yeah.
So it's really
so
daunting.
I think what I'm hearing is that the fear is that, like, when you're in person, the people are right there, you get that automatic feedback on whether they are resonating with what you're doing, all of that. With the video, it doesn't feel like you're getting that that kind of validation or feedback. It's kind of like into the ethers a little bit. Like,
And I know that I can there's an energetic connection that can be made regardless
yeah.
of whether people in person. It's just not something that I have done.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I was going to say. So that fear that you're naming right now is absolutely, I mean, I just want you to know, like, I had that the first time I went online. I think almost everybody does. There's some people that just don't, you know, they love it and they never had an issue, but I think what you're naming is totally normal, 100%. And the only way that I know of to get over it is to just do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's some tools that can help. Number one, just like full transparency with your community. I've never done this before. We're going to see how this goes. Thank you for being in this experiment with me, you know, and you can even say, like, my concern about this is that I you're not in the space with me, and I always rely on seeing the faces and the bodies for the feedback, so I know where you're at, so I'm going to be checking in with you a lot and asking on how it's going and, you know, like, however it is that you want to do it, right? But I think full transparency in all of it can just help so much. And then if you want to plant a friend in there to experience it, and so that afterwards you can talk about, like, what are the parts that she really loved that worked so well, what are the parts that could use some tweaks, right? Because I want you to think about mm-hmm. this as beta experiment. You're so masterful and, like, used to doing it in person, you're going to be masterful doing it online just because of all of your wisdom and all of that, but go in with a beginner's mind into it.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Okay.
That way?
Yeah, it is. And I know this is a diversion from, you know, strictly, talking about my coaching business, but I do think that it's so related because just the general, like, video format is
totally
so daunting to me, and that transfers over to coaching as well. So I think
totally.
Be,
so
yeah,
I think it's great. I mean, I think that this is stretching you into places that I think are good for you to go. What I'm hoping at some point at the end of these classes, you'll be making invitations into your coaching. But we can get there when we get there.
Yeah.
I think this is all a good start. And this other piece I want to make sure I just throw in there, Adina, is I feel like, tell me if this is helpful, but I'd love for you to make an ideal schedule so you're clear on what are the hours you're helping your husband and what are the
yes.
hours you're working on your own stuff. And that schedule may change week to week based on what's happening in the world, what's happening with his business, all of that. But I think it will help you have some structure and boundary there.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, the irony is that I had that ideal schedule in place, and not only did I have it in place, I have been, for the past month, rigorous about not just following it, but, like, recording when I veer off of it, so I have
mm-hmm.
a log of where I'm spending my time and being accountable to myself and everything, and now it's just, like,
well,
completely
right.
out the
that's
window.
Why I'm
so
saying it
I
may have
to
change
over.
Week
yeah.
by week, right? Because, obviously, like, that is yeah. one of the priorities. His business is totally blowing up, like, you know,
yeah.
so... I it's a little similar, I think, to how it is at home with me, you know. I mean, the way things look at home this week with the kids, it's the first week off. Not all the online learning is ready yet. Hopefully next week it's going to change, and the week after that it's going to change. You know, we're kind of going to balance it week by week, see where the balance is
yeah.
every week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. All right. Let's see. Uh-oh, my internet. Oh, here we go. Okay. In Paul. You there, Inbal?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's still relevant, but earlier this week, I started to get, I mean, it's not urgent for, it's not urgent for today, so if there's someone else.
Nope, you're good. Oh, wait,
okay.
Actually, sorry. Let me get one. Are you sure you offered? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
I will. Okay. I'll come back to you if not next time. Hold on. Kara.
Hi, Joanna. sorry, I thought I had my hand raised earlier, but I guess I didn't.
Something weird happened on my thing. Yeah, I thought you did, and then I thought, come back up again.
And, yeah, we can keep this short because I know we're at the end of our time. But, yeah, I wanted to just do a little mini inner work on something that came through in the opening meditation and your wisdom around, like, what's in the air already getting magnified right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a big thing for me has been financial dependency. Maybe that's not the best word for it, but that's how it feels. Coming out of becoming a mother, I transitioned my work and stepped into coaching, and I've been like slowly building, but we've mostly relied on my husband's income. And it looks like that's going away right now. He runs children's summer camps, and it's like every week looking less likely that those are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a possibility, but just the idea that it could, like, you know, show up at camp with hundreds of kids, communal living, like, that's just, it's unlikely. I think the backdrop too is I watched my mom. I've always been very independent, so this whole phase has been harder for me, and I've watched my mom be dependent on my dad financially, and it's a source of pain. And so I think the invitation is to claim my ability to make money with this work. And not just like here, you know, I mean, just like a real substantial income. I mean, I have been making money, but not like something that one would be able to survive on in the Bay Area. So that's what I'd love to just work on a bit.
Yeah. First, I just want to share something that's moving through my mind as you're talking. I don't think it's a coincidence that just as this is happening with your husband, you just filled your group program with 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
How does that land for you?
Yeah, it lands. I feel like the potential for this work is really big, and it's starting to get traction. And that actually this time where people have time to reset, it's like the perfect kind of work for resetting and going deeper and emerging with something that's a more powerful expression.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. 100%. How would you define dependence?
Like this needy, has this needy quality to it, that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I have been defining it is around like, I need his income for us to be okay. Or our family needs that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, there's something about the way that I've been holding it that's like, I don't have what I need to be that. I somehow don't have the same capability to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's coming from a place of lack.
Yeah. So tell me if I'm getting this right. I feel like there's two pieces in here. They're related and not that I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
is that the dependence has been disempowering.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that the root of the dependence comes from a belief that you're not able to earn the income.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting all of that right?
Yeah.
So where did this belief that you're not able come from?
I mean, it's curious because I, like, as a kid, I always had this vision and, like, energy of success, like, when I was in the first grade, there was like a prophecy that I would come to the reunion in a helicopter.
I love it. Oh my God, I love it. Yeah.
But like, I always had this like, and I've always been like somewhat successful, but there's, been a dependence on like hard work and, you know, and it, like, there's something about being a coach that has felt like more vulnerable. It's like putting myself out, not hiding behind a team or, and so I don't have like a specific memory of like where that belief came from, other than an awareness that there's something about this work being like bringing myself forward and like only relying on like what I have inside of me. Not only, but you know, just that's like the nature of the work. Feels like it hits on a deeper vulnerability. Like a not enoughness.
How does your mom not rely on the gold that's inside of her?
I mean, she like has my dad write birthday cards because she doesn't know the words to say. You know, she always says, "I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say it." Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. So in your previous career, of course, you were relying on what was inside of you, but not in the way that you're doing as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're here, tell me if I'm getting this right. There's a part of you that's made a decision to memorialize your relationship with your mother in this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the perfect scenario to join, to enmesh with her in this particular way so that you can keep the relationship alive and not feel like you're betraying her legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I know those were like big words or whatever, you know, mental, but is that landing for you? Are you feeling what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think on a subconscious level that's there. And like my mom would always say, "Oh, you don't want to have too big of a job. You don't want to have a big job."
So here's the little girl that knows that she can be brought in on a helicopter. Right? But she would be disappointing and going against mommy if she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like the energetic mommy, you know, like I think my mom verbally would want the best for me and all that I want, and,
right,
but like energetically, yeah, that feels right.
Yeah. So what is it that you want to give back to her that's not yours to be holding?
I mean, she left us and like was always afraid for years and was always afraid to like become something because she would be leaving us. And so I think I've also inherited that narrative, like the big job means like leaving family. And so what I want to give back is that idea that she modeled for me, and that I've been seeing it like just this week. I mean, my client sessions have been amazing and like life-giving to me.
Yeah.
And like, I can't, like, I would die being a stay-at-home mom.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I totally hear you. So so to do this properly, we don't have the time right now, but I can do this on your own. What I want you to do, Kara, is I want you to energetically give her back this dynamic. Let her know that you've been holding on to it because you love her so much. And this has been your way of connecting with her. And then pick a better way to memorialize the love in the relationship.
Yeah, that's a great homework. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Okay, great. We are at time. Inbal, I'm going to take your question if you still want to ask it. A lot of you are still on the line. I'm so happy that you're here. If you want to hang on for this one last question, I'd love to have you. If not, I just want you to know I'm sending a ton of love, and I'm here for anything that you need. Inbal.
Thank you, Joanna. I'm going to skip because, I'm going to kind of, get ready for my next thing.
Okay.
But I'll
I'm around if you need
anything. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. All right, you guys, sending you all so much love. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.